Welcome back.
Hey, it's Off Label.
We got Marco with us.
And we got Mona.
You got to give it all to him. It's Mona Feast, not just Mona.
Okay, you know what I do.
Mona to the feet.
Okay, Moesha.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm so happy to be back podcasting.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have been talking shit with each other, but we just haven't been sharing with you guys.
Right, so this is our first time podcasting or being in the same home ever since the pandemic started, because we was just so nervous about what everything that was going on with the pandemic and catching coronavirus that we
You know, I was always willing to come over. You are the one who always was like, yo, you can't come.
But the reason was, y'all, I don't know if you remember, but the last podcast, you know,
what happened,
Marco had gotten into a relationship and it was getting serious. So he was with his boyfriend almost every weekend, and then his boyfriend was out and about every week, like often. So I was just like, I trust you, but I don't know where he been and who he's been in contact with, so I couldn't take the risk. But now that that's kind of over.
You see, you, you see,
what?
You
do y'all want to hear what Mark been up to, or
oh
what?
Oh my gosh, I was not ready for that.
I'm not. I'm just giving them a little bit. I'm not giving them that much.
No, they know that it's over.
How they know?
You just said it. No, you just said because it's over now. You just said that shit.
You know, I have a theory that like around the 3 month mark, anyways, that's when stuff either gets solidified as far as the next steps of the relationship. Or that's when you realize, like, it's time to go our separate ways.
All right. So, because you already put it out there, yes, me and, you know, my dude, we're no longer together. Nothing that I feel like I will discuss right now, because I'm still dealing with my emotions. I'm still dealing with that process. So, I feel like, you know, and at the end of the day, you just never know what may happen. So, I don't want to, like, disclose too much and say too much about it. Until, like, I know what's up, like, for real, and you know, so give me, like, maybe until next year.
Until next year, oh, no. No. We're going to give him about a month, he'll be talking about it.
All right, it's cool. So, what about, you know, and you've been, you know, going through what you've been going through with your dude.
I don't have a dude, that's number one.
But there's been a commitment that's been made, though.
Yes. Okay, so the last y'all heard was I got ghosted, right? Okay, so let me just run that one back. So back in March, right before the pandemic hit, or like right as soon as like they started putting in the stay-at-home orders and shit.
Right.
You know, I was talking to like four or five dudes on the app, right? And you know, it was a few of them. I'm like, okay, I like this one. I like that one. And I went on that little date with the one guy. He ghosted me after I couldn't meet up with him. And then of course I was still talking to other people, you know, just weeding them out. And then one of them, we end up meeting up. Mind you, I didn't really, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't giving me a lot on the app.
Right.
Like, I was attracted, but then I'm like, I'm not sure how he really look in person. And then even though he was consistent every day on the app, he still wasn't really talking about shit. But when we actually met up, first of all, he looked way better in person. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm wet. I'm just playing. But nah, he was fine. He was super handsome in person. And then he was talking a lot.
Right.
And I was like.
Oh, so it was a difference between.
The app and in person. Okay. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm happy I didn't discount you, because I was on my way of saying like, I don't know about him, but in person, it was like a lot of chemistry. He super smart, super handsome, you know, kind of like ideal. I know I probably say that a lot, but so far, you know, like, you look good, you smart, you smell good, the right age, never been married.
How old is he?
He's 38.
Okay. That's,
you know,
yeah,
within my age range, like.
So has there been any conflict, no issues at all, like.
So, like I said, so anyways, I'm just trying to get them a whole thing, okay? So, all I'm saying is, y'all, me and this guy is very attracted to each other. We've been talking to each other ever since March. Very consistently, we go out together, social distance dates. And, yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. But, you know, It's like month 3.5, going on like 4 months. So now I'm getting kind of antsy because I'm just like, am I wasting my time or is this going somewhere? You know what I mean? Mm. So, I don't want to like have a full blown conversation like, oh, so what are we or nothing like that. But I'm starting to think like, okay.
So do you think it might be a good idea to start having those conversations to see, like, to gauge where, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard it's good to always do, like, pressure points, like, to see, like, okay.
I mean, we kind of, like, tapped around it, you know? I don't want to put on too much pressure, but it's still, like, okay, are you dating anybody else? And he's, like, no. I'm, like, he's, like, are you? I'm, like, no. Are you having sex with anybody? No.
Well, y'all had made a commitment. There was a commitment as far as that. So
we made a commitment not to have sex with other people.
Right. Okay.
But we're still single people.
Of course, I understand that. But, you know, it's good to just make sure that that's stated. You know what I'm saying? Because a commitment is a commitment.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the fuck up. You emphasizing that too much. So, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just getting asked.
So, how long are you going to wait until you decide you're going to make your own decision? And be like, okay, I'm...
Probably like another month.
Another month? Okay.
I mean, I really don't have time to wait.
Right.
So, I either am going to be like, this is what's up, this is what I want, mm-hmm. or not. I mean, so far, everything is good. It's really, really good, but, you know, we're still learning each other. Right. You know, some stuff people need to work on, but...
Well, I would say, like, I am really happy that, you know, you're dealing with, you know, this one particular individual, because I feel like this nigga, you know, might just be that one.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure when you say that.
And no, because you like niggas that got money, like, you know, that's working hard, you know, he's doing what he got to do. Like, every single time I ask you, you know, have you spoken to him, you always telling me that he's in his books, or he's studying, or he's doing this and he's doing that. So, I feel like he definitely has a good head on his shoulders, and I feel like you fuck with that for real, you know. And now he's handsome, you know what I'm saying? So, this might just be somebody...
Y'all can see Marco right now. He is smiling so hard for me. You know, I would like to get excited, but what they say, give a nigga the opportunity to disappoint you, and they will.
So you got your guard up. Okay.
I don't want to have it up. I'm trying to let it down, but, you know, you just can't get your hopes up too high on niggas.
Well, mystery dude, you have, what, 1 month? Nigga, you got 1 month to really make your moves, or like, nigga, you out of here. But I hope, you know, you put your best foot forward, because Ravi is that Miss Mona is that female.
Okay. Is that girl. So that's what we've been doing in our personal lives. Now that we're all caught up,
so much has been going on. Like, 2020 has definitely been that year of straight up bullshit after week after week after week.
Listen, every fucking day you wake up, every single day you wake up, it's something else. It's just like, really?
Right.
Like, for real? Every other week is some other shit going on. So, most recently, Meg Thee Stallion got shot. Well, First, they said that her and Tory Lanez were in a car together. He got arrested and booked for having a gun.
Right.
And then she got injured on her foot by glass from the car or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she comes out and says, no, I'm a victim. I got shot in the foot a couple of times. I had to get surgery. Whop-da-bam. Her best friend who was in the car comes out and say, hey, I don't know why people saying it was me. I'm not the one who had the gun, but I was there.
Right.
The driver, of course, it wasn't the driver. The only person who else would have had a gun who got booked for having a gun
was Tory Lanez.
It's Tory Lanez. So even though Meg ain't saying he shot her, we can only conclude that this little nigga shot her.
So, okay, you see, The whole snitching thing. So you got shot. You know what I'm saying? So you got shot and you literally not opening up your mouth to be like, yo, this is the person who shot me. So you really are gonna sit here and go down for this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sit there and get injured, you know what I'm saying? And not even say who did that shit. It makes absolutely no sense to me. So you're more afraid of of being labeled as a fucking snitch.
You think that's what it is?
Come on.
I mean, I didn't think of the whole snitching thing. I thought more so like, I want him to go to jail for a whole bunch of years.
He's going
like,
to jail regardless. I love
him. He got kids. This is going to ruin his career. You know, okay. I don't want to do that to him.
Regardless if she says anything or not, this nigga is going to jail. Like, period. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got shot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is like, you are okay with you getting shot and not saying like, who did it? So people are really out here scared of being labeled a snitch.
I mean, she is from the hood of Houston, so I guess that's real big out there. All I know is if somebody commits a violent act against me, if you so much push me, I cannot wait to call the police, period.
I mean, to me, I just feel like that just don't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, really, but you know, when people fuck with each other that hard, like, you know, it's just a certain kind of loyalty they have.
After he done shot your ass?
Yes.
Even after he almost, like, okay, so he was shooting, like,
he shot like her was, several times.
Right, it was said. Shoot to kill. How about that?
Uh-uh.
It had to be, because you shot three times. You guys were still in close proximity because what? They was in the car. You know what I'm saying? So, what were you aiming at? You know what I'm saying? What exactly was happening in the car for you to even, like,
pull out a whole gun on this girl?
What was she saying to the nigga? What was she, like, was she cussing him out? Was she be like, yo, you short-ass nigga, you small-ass dick?
Why she has to be the person being...
She had to say something to make him, come on.
No, you can't. You don't control the actions of somebody else. No. How come he couldn't just been, like, a crazy drunk? You know, it's niggas like that. True. That just pick fights with you. You could be sitting there minding your business, and they'll be like, oh, so you're not going to talk to me? Oh, woo-woo-woo, and just keep...
So you don't think they were having a disagreement, a dispute happened? So you just I think
mean,
that he just
clearly
pulled out the
gun something happened, but that don't mean that she was cursing him out. He could have just been getting like drunker as the minutes went, and then just started being aggressive and abusive, because some men are like that. Mm-hmm. So whatever the case is, he definitely deserved jail time and to lose everything because you
lose everything.
First
well,
of
true,
all.
True. Because I feel like it was shoot to kill.
I mean, if you're pulling a gun out on somebody, you might as well.
Right.
What you doing?
Like, because to me, it makes absolutely no sense.
What makes no sense is them together anyway.
Right.
He's 5'3", 120
and she's
pounds.
A stallion.
Right. She's 5'10", 100 and probably 60 or 70 pounds. Like, that.
Yeah, she a big woman.
That's nothing. Like, you should not have even entertained him from the beginning, no matter how charming he was.
Now, you already know how I feel when it comes down to celebrities. They all just want to be in each other's faces as if they know each other, as if they're cool, as if they, you know, because it's just some shit, you know what I'm saying? They always feel like they know each other, some shit. So, I guess, you know.
Well, we're keeping her in our prayers for a speedy recovery and, jail time, dude. Go straight to jail. So, it's just been a lot going on with couples and stuff. So, Jada Pinkett, she got a new word out.
Right.
Entanglement.
Entanglement.
Am I in an entanglement?
No. You're not in no entanglement. The reason why she was in an entanglement is because of the fact that the whole situation with her husband, too. You know what I'm saying? But
so, it has to be three people. It can't just be two people who don't know what they got going on yet.
Right.
No?
No, that's not... To me, an entanglement sounds like some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bullshit. Like, two people could, you know, be vibing, whatever, you know, dating, whatever. But in this particular case, the third person that was involved was Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? And so the reason why she couldn't, the word that she chose to use was entangled because she was in some bullshit with another nigga.
Okay, so the story goes, for everybody who hasn't heard it yet, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, y'all know they married. They've been married forever. They end up taking August Alsina in as like a son and like spiritual guides for him. He was going through a lot of mental health shit, physical health shit. Like,
I think, was he abusing drugs too?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, he was going through some stuff, and the way they even met him was through their child.
Right.
Anyway, so in the midst of Jada trying to help him heal, she end up
hopping on his dick.
She end up getting into a relationship with him. She says that her and Will were separated at that point, and they had decided that they were not going to be together in a marriage. It was going to be more like a partnership. And so Will said he didn't say this either. But August Alsina says that Will Smith gave him his blessing to mess with Jada.
Right.
And I believe that 100%. So August was like 21 or 22 at the time. Jada was like 41 or 42 at the time. So like 20 years his senior. And it broke the internet.
Right.
Because people just couldn't believe.
Well, it broke the internet first when he went on the Angela Yee podcast. Uh-huh. Was it a podcast? No, it was like one of her shows.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he pretty much was telling his truth. He fell in love with, you know, Jada. You know, they had a full-fledged relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, he knows what real love is now because of the fact that he was with her.
Right.
So, you know, he got a lot of backlash for even, you know, spilling this because people were like, you know, they don't understand, like, why would you even, like, put this out? But, you know, for me, the way I looked at it, it was like, hey, this is his truth. You know what I'm saying? If he's going to, you know, say what he got to say, he's going to say it. And, you know, and I believe them 100%.
Right.
Now, you know, then, you know, of course, Jada felt like she needs to be brought to the red table with Will. And did you watch the interview, right? Well, the red table.
I watched the interview. So before I watched the interview, I was really, like, my spirit was bothered by the whole thing because I just don't understand how this boy go from your son's friend to him basically being in such a vulnerable state, and you being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on this earth 20 years longer than him. You know how this shit go. Your mother was an addict at one point.
Mm-hmm,
like, you know what it's like for somebody to basically be, like, at their lowest moment in life. And the last thing they need is to be involved in some emotional bullshit with a married woman.
Right.
So, as the mature adult that's supposed to be in her right mind, that's something you shouldn't even allow to happen. It should not have been no mistakes of you hopping on a 21-year-old dick.
I feel like that was the case, but then when she remembered the picture that was surfacing, that was all over Twitter, that was breaking the, you know, the internet of, you know, Alsina's dick, she kind of was just like, oh, now I want that now. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's sick to me.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm calling her a predator. She is definitely a predator.
It was like, definitely predatory. That's what I'm saying.
She preyed on him when he was, you know, going through like a really emotional breakdown in his life. The boy was fucked up, and you took full advantage of that shit. Like, she took advantage of that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't understand why people are not calling her out on
people
that.
People are
though.
Not, because they like, he was an adult, and he knew what he was doing, whopped a bam. And I'm like, but the adult mind is not even fully formed until 25.
Right.
So, no, that's not the case. I don't give a fuck what kind of consent he gave. A lot of people who are in abusive relationships or in fucked up situations, they don't even realize they are in those situations until years down the line. So, like, recently he came out and he was saying, like, oh, I was not preyed upon or something like that. So he basically like, no, I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But like, no, nigga, you was a victim. Ain't no person in their right mind supposed to see you in that kind of state and be like, I'm going to fuck with them.
Right.
You're a drug addict right now. You fucking having health problems. You grieving the death of your brother. You talking about you was molested as a child. Like, you got all this baggage and all this shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Me as a healthy adult woman is not supposed to even get involved in that. If anything, I'm just supposed to help you get through this or get you the resources and move around. Right. Because I know how this ends. This ends with me never leaving my husband and your heart getting broken.
Right.
This ends with me never being able to claim you. This ends with you falling in love with me and I'm never being able to reciprocate that because
right.
I know how this shit go. I've been on this earth 20 years. So the fact that people are like thinking this is okay all because he was technically an adult. I'm like, if the shoes was reversed and this was a woman.
And it was, of course,
you know,
they were going to attack the man. You know what I'm saying? Of course. But, you know, the person that I do feel bad for is definitely Will.
I don't.
I'm not going to say.
Will gave that man his permission.
Look, listen.
Will has his own stuff going on.
Is the fact that now it's just like, it's embarrassing to Will. You
know
what I'm
saying? I think that's what hurts him the most.
Right, and I feel like one thing I do remember that you always say.
I said.
One thing that you say is like, okay,
I could deal with a lot of shit.
You could deal with what, you know, you would stay in a relationship and be cool, but the minute that motherfuckers know, that shit is off.
It's true.
Right.
Embarrassment is something else. So once I get embarrassed, I will have to be
so
out.
So now it's just like, I feel like, damn, we're like, when is enough going to be enough? Because I know y'all been through a lot, but this type of embarrassment where your woman was with a whole nother nigga. And like,
he was okay with that. Trust me, he was okay with that. The rumors are he got his own little girl.
But now we know. Now we know.
His thing was just that it was sloppy. Like, okay, none of my sad chicks came out and was talking. Like, you were sloppy with this. And that's where the embarrassment come in at.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did appreciate about the whole Red Table Talk, if all of this was happening with or mature adult, mm-hmm. if she did all of this with a 30-year-old man, 35, 40, whatever, just not a 21-year-old that was going through shit, even if he was 21, mm-hmm. let's just say that, but he was completely healthy.
Right.
Then I could probably be like, you know what? It is what it is. Shit happens, you know? But if it was a healthy male adult that they was going through this shit with, the fact that they was able to sit there and just be completely open and honest right. about what they had going mm-hmm. on and still choosing to move past it, saying like, hey, we gonna be together through thick and thin. Like, I admired that part. Because a lot of people, for whatever reason, they just don't open up about stuff like that. You don't talk about, like, your desires for other people. As like, they've been together for 20 years. You gotta know one of them wanted to fuck somebody else at one point in that relationship.
I mean, I get that,
so,
but when do you not take your partner into consideration, though? Like,
you are. We're talking about this. That's where the consideration come in. Hey, baby, I love you so much, but we going through stuff right now. Is it okay if I go have fun with this person? And your partner saying, you know what? You right. We are going through some shit. Go have your fun, and I'm going to have my fun. That's cool. I'm just saying. I see. I'm not asking for that. You looking at me.
It seems like you.
No.
But we've had multiple conversations when you said like that's a good ideal relationship where if you like, why not? If you want to go fuck somebody, why not just do it? But I'm like, for me personally, I'm not gonna ever be okay with my nigga ever wanting to go sleep with somebody else. That shit makes absolutely no sense to me.
I like honesty. That's all I'm saying.
You like honesty, but you're okay with, you know, you're okay with just stepping out. If let's just say if y'all was having a bad couple of months or whatever, and y'all haven't been having sex, you feel like it's okay to go fuck.
No, I don't. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
What?
I understand it. I don't think it should happen, but I understand it. And if it does happen, I think the party should be able to have a transparent conversation, and it shouldn't be a deal breaker.
I just don't.
That's what
don't.
I'm saying. It shouldn't be
I
like,
get that, but
I love you. So it shouldn't be, yeah, we shouldn't break up because I know we going through some shit. You know we going through some shit and you cheat. Like, we shouldn't break up because of that. It got to be some downright disrespectful, low down.
I feel like
dirty.
That is disrespectful, though.
No,
it is.
Okay, we gonna have to agree to disagree. It depends on how it's done, you know.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Okay, so Nick Cannon has been
canceled. He's been canceled.
let's not use the cancel word now.
Okay, okay, but he's done.
So what happened?
So apparently, on his one of his shows,
he had a podcast.
It was a podcast where he invited. Do you remember who he invited?
No.
He invited someone on his show to talk about, you know, the current state of America, where America is, and you know they're talking about
how we got here and stuff,
the industry and whatever. So, he made comments about Jewish people. You know what I'm saying? Like how mm-hmm. Jewish people run, I think, Hollywood or something like that. So,
and then he made comments about white people being evil and mm-hmm. barbaric. And, you know, it was borderline hate speech.
Right.
So, and it's just like for a person like Nick, you know, you are kind of like the chosen black person when these stations, these cable stations call and need a host for something. Right. Like, it's Nick Cannon. It's always Nick Cannon. What other black man you know besides Terry Crews? Oh, he's on the cancel list. Let me add him. who else do they call to host shows? What?
I mean, they
have, like, not too many people. So, right. Nick Cannon is a name brand name. He's been with Viacom for what, over 20 years, since the Nickelodeon days. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a powerhouse. You got the longest show on MTV, Wild and Out. Like, you have so much to lose to be on here basically spewing hate speech. Now, some of the points, I'm like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. But then when you get on here, like, oh, white people this, they white people that, like, no. Because if the roles were reversed and it was a white man on TV saying black people were savages, black people are evil,
right,
woo woo woo, we'll be asking that they be canceled too. So he basically lost his job, and at first everybody was like, Twitter was like,
Viacom had pretty much was just like,
well, they fired him,
right?
But all of Black Twitter was like, Nick, we stand behind you, woo, woo, woo. At the end of the day, I still support him as a businessman and as a black man. Mm-hmm. But I hope he learned his lesson. I don't want him to think that we're not supporting him. Because as soon as he said all his apologies and stuff, he felt like people turned against him.
They were attacking him.
And attacking him. And I'm like,
He was even, I heard that he was even contemplating suicide. You know what I'm saying?
And that's when you just need to turn off the internet. Because at the end of the day, it's more people that support you than people who don't.
He's against you.
Who's against you. We understand.
I just feel like they in the state of where the country is right now, they didn't like the fact that he apologized for something that, you know, again, could have been true. You know what I'm saying? He was just speaking, you know, what he felt and whatever. So, and because of the fact that, you know, where we are right now, you know, the black people got upset. We ain't fucking with you. We're not talking to you like that.
But it wasn't all of the black people.
Right.
The thing is, when you trying to go into that area, you need to be, you have to have all your facts lined up. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's a difference between stating opinion or facts, and then going into hate speech.
Right.
You can say, oh, some of the people back in the day was this and that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you can't go and be like, this is why all of them is like that. Right. That's not okay.
Right. I get that.
But at the end of the day, we support you, Nick. We already know. I feel like he learned his lesson. I feel like he's going to go and do as much research as possible and learn from this. And he's a creative, so I'm pretty sure he'll be okay.
Hopefully. We hope. No, for real.
I mean, he's a creative.
Right. When you are a creative and you have the powerhouses of Hollywood, like, you're not coming in this house, that's just it. You're just not coming in.
He don't have to go through Hollywood. We're in the age of social media. All he has to do is create a platform on YouTube or Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, and he can still monetize off of that.
But he won't get as much money as he would if he would have went, you know, to Hollywood. I'm just saying.
Well, Fox didn't cancel him.
Right. I heard
so
Fox.
He still got the Masked Singer. So, like, and he has enough money.
But girl, money runs up, you know, dries up. Like, you don't have money forever. and I'm pretty sure the type of life that he lives, it's expensive. The house that he, you know, his bills are not like our bills. You know what I'm saying? So just saying.
He strikes me as a smart man. I'm sure he has lots of investments.
Well, we are rooting for you, Nick.
That was so funny. But who I am rooting for is Tamar Braxton.
Okay.
She tried to commit suicide the other day. Her boyfriend found her unresponsive. Supposedly, she was drinking and taking pills and basically overdosed. The last I heard was that she was on life support.
She was on life. I didn't hear that. She was on life support? Intensive care?
She was in ICU. I don't know. But it said something like, she wasn't responsive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last I heard. But,
now, we don't know the reason why she did it.
She sent a text to all of her family and friends.
What did it say?
It said something to the extent of, I don't own my own thoughts. I don't own my own shows. Like, basically, she has no ownership over her life. Mm-hmm. She's a slave. And she was like, and since I'm a slave to everybody and everything, this is no way to live. I'm out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was real taken aback because I know she loved her son so much. So I'm like, wow, to be going through that much, that you really was like ready to just leave this earth and leave him behind. That's deep.
Right. That's a conversation that she's going to have, because you was ready to like literally end your life because of what, materialistic stuff, like, you know, stuff that really don't matter, being on a show or whatever. I get all that, but the fact that you was willing to just end yourself just because.
I mean, you know, everybody have different triggers. You know, mental health is a thing. So
is it safe to say that she has a mental illness? Cause you know you're big on that.
I mean, so. she got some mental issues going on. She definitely gonna need a lot of therapy after this. So, if anybody else having suicidal thoughts, definitely reach out to the National Suicide Hotline.
Right.
And just talk to somebody. It's never worth it. I know everybody say the same shit. It sounds so cliche, but for real. You can't go through the same thing forever. Like, it's always going to be a better day.
Right.
And you can get out of it instead of just ending it. But I know, like, with 2020 and with everything being so unpredictable and you not knowing what's going to happen when you wake up, if you already an anxious person or got mental health issues, this is enough to send you over the edge. I'm not going to lie. It is.
I just feel like I don't think there's anything that's warranted, like, just thinking about it. Like, I don't think there's anything on this planet to be like, okay, you no longer need to exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big thing to be like, you are no longer going to be breathing. You're no longer going to be, like, here anymore. So, to me, there's nothing on this. Like, and I'm not going to lie. I've been in that state of mind where, of course, way back in the day, dealing with my sexuality, dealing with religion and all that other stuff. Like, there were times where that, like, I didn't want to live anymore or whatever. But overall speaking, I'm like, no, I deserve to be here. Like, you know, like, there's nothing that I would sit there and be like, okay, well, I no longer need to exist.
Well, again, people go through their own
stuff. True.
And when you suffer from depression and anxiety, sometimes it's very much overwhelming and you don't see a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some people are on medicine and therapy. It's a combination of both. And, you know, a lot of people do commit suicide because they just don't see a way out. And obviously that's what she was feeling.
Well, hopefully she gets better. You know, get the help that you need after you recover from, you know, you being in the hospital. Make sure you talk to your, you know, your mama, your sisters.
No, go to therapy.
You know,
not
don't go to Ian. Look, Do not go to
Iyama. My family already been on there. No, but and she was cursing Iyama out.
Do not go to
Iyama. She already cursed Iyama out. She not going to go back on there.
No, don't.
We need you, Tamar. I really love your music. Right. And like,
she has one of the greatest voices, you know, so.
And this is going to be such a big testimony, and hopefully other people can, like, see where she, like, see her journey and get motivated from it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of journeys.
What's your foot?
Because I don't understand this person, journey. Evelyn Lozada, your favorite person on how
that is not my favorite person.
Okay, Evelyn Lozada came out and basically was talking about how Chad Ochocinco was abusing her several times.
Well, first of all, he
it all came
he posted
from...
right. He posted a tweet and said that he lost everything, you know, like a three, like, you know, he blacked out for like, what, 3 seconds or whatever. I
feel somebody asked him, how come he's so positive nowadays and how did he change or whatever? And he was like, well, I learned that 3 seconds of being like that
changed my whole life.
So ever since then, I just try to be a positive person, walk the van.
And then Evelyn, you know, decided that she was going to go on an emotional rant. Like, this bitch was crying her eyes out.
She started posting the pictures when he headbutted her. And she was like, this took longer than 3 seconds.
And I feel like the whole 3 seconds comment, I don't think he literally meant 3 seconds. That. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I felt like she was just, you know, going, like, reaching for the stars. And, you know, she was just crying and like, you know, oh, it happened, you know, because of the fact that she didn't want to like really tell all like what happened during the relationship. So she felt that moment where she was like, you know what? He abused her multiple times. It wasn't just that one incident, you know? So she went online and just a whole emotional, I think it was like 10 minutes of just expressing herself. And
you watched all 10 minutes?
I watched the whole thing. But, you know, my whole thing is with Evelyn is just like, how the fuck are you coming on here with all this emotion? Like, you have to relive it. But on the, like, not too long ago on the show, you literally reached out to the man for, and letting him know, like, some other girls talking is, you know, saying some shit about him that she felt like it wasn't true. So she called him on the phone and y'all just having a whole, you know, kiki about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that just makes absolutely no sense.
And she also said on the show, they asked her, like, if she was to call one of her exes in an emergency, who would she call? And she was like, definitely him.
Right.
So that's where the confusion came in for me with her journey. I'm like, okay.
It's not lining up. It's not making sense.
And that's why her and Tammy got into it at one point, right?
Right. Because in the beginning, because Tammy was like, yo, bitch, you lied on that nigga. You provoked him. You did this. You did that. Even though he shouldn't have hit her. But you know how Evelyn, you know how Evelyn is. But again, it's just like she's always trying to re-victimize herself, try to play the victim part, try to play this role and whatever. Okay, we understand that you got beat. We understand that. But then you can't be out here looking for sympathy from us when you was literally calling the man, having conversations with him, like, you know what I'm saying?
Having him send you text messages
and whatever. Like, so, like, I don't understand. Like, if he pained you like that, if you was, like, hurt like that, I don't ever see anybody, like, talking to their abuser or calling them, like, oh, send me a text.
It's just weird to me. It's just After you had a whole nother husband,
you had a whole nother kid, like, your life moved forward.
Well, you know, people who suffer from victims of domestic violence, like, anything can trigger them, right? So we can't tell her how to feel, but it's just a big contradiction.
Right.
Like, you started off from... No, first, you was a victim, right? And we felt sorry for you. I think she came on the show and she kind of like touched on it a little bit, but not too much. She was just like, I'm trying to get past this, whatever. Then she seemed like she got past it and she was saying that they were friendly. And, you know, that's when she would text him. He would text her like they were cool. And then I guess I feel like since he kind of turned on her with the whole OG thing on Basketball Wives,
he didn't really turn on her. He was just leading her, like, you know, the bullshit. My whole thing is...
Well, he wasn't an ally with her, for her. She wanted him to be on her side when it came to that whole situation with her and this other woman, and he wasn't. And publicly, he was commenting on OG stuff. Like, he refused to denounce OG publicly. So, right. To me, it's like, oh, you beat my ass and you on here, like, taking this girl's side?
But on the show, she literally called him for the text message. They had a phone conversation. She solicited the text message. He forwarded her text messages and all types of bullshit.
But after the show, he still got on social media and was cool with the girl and not her.
What it boils down to for me personally, I just don't give a fuck how she feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the bottom line of it all. Like, you
I'm not going to say that.
No, I don't. Because you can't be out here looking for no type of sympathy from anybody. When you literally are out here throwing bottles, you out here throwing chairs, you out here jumping stupid and whatever, and then because of the fact that you are so pressed with somebody on the show that you have to go back to your abuser, that makes no sense to me. I cannot, my mind doesn't connect the dots. Period. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I feel like she felt betrayed by him, and so now it's back to,
victim. You're a victim again.
She's back to a victim.
You literally re-victimized yourself all over again. She did that shit. Like, I don't understand. Look, all I'm saying is I personally just don't give a fuck about how she feels. You know, I don't see you as nothing. Like, nothing. Like, those crocodile tears. I literally watched the whole thing. I'm like, where's the... Because you know me. I'm a sentimental person. I'm like, okay, you know...
I didn't even watch it. I'm like, why is she talking about this when she said they were cool last year?
Right.
No, I'm not giving that any energy. Go heal. Go to therapy. I don't understand why celebrities feel the need to do stuff like this.
And just post up. I was watching it too. I was like, yo,
get it.
She's literally online. Her phone is in her face like,
can you imagine setting your camera up just to cry in front of it, in front of strangers? That shit is weird.
Thirsty and looking for some type of sympathy from people. And
sympathy and payola?
Right. And nobody's, like, there's nobody giving you no type of sympathy because of who you are. That's it. The person that Evelyn is, nobody's just giving no sympathy, no two fucks about her. On to the next.
Okay. So... next on, am I an asshole? The guy says that his girlfriend and him, they share an apartment. Mm-hmm. He walks around naked. She let her friends get keys to the house anytime they want to come over for whatever reason. She never tells him when she get a keys to one of her friends.
Right.
So one day he's walking around naked. He hear the door open. It's one of her friends. He runs upstairs, put on his clothes. The friend tell his girlfriend, like, I seen him naked, he got a nice ass.
Right.
So the girlfriend was like, oh, you need to stop walking around the house naked, since you know I be letting so and so come get the key to come to the house sometimes. And he was like, no,
this is my house. Right.
If they're gonna come over, you need to tell me, that way I don't walk around naked. Right. But I shouldn't be like not walking around naked thinking like, oh, somebody might come.
Right.
Needless to say, she was like, okay. But she never did it. So the friend came over again and he was butt naked and he had to do the same thing. So the girlfriend was like, I don't understand why you can't just walk around with clothes on. You're an asshole. So he wants to know, is he an asshole?
No, he's not an asshole.
Since she already warned him.
No. He's not an asshole. I pay bills here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm paying shit in this house. This is my household. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do with no limitation. You cannot, you know, you need to tell your friend at this point, give me the keys back and start knocking. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't even know why the friend has the key to the home.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You guys are that close. And you, I'm letting you know as your man, I want to walk around the house naked, then take the keys away from your friend, and just, if I'm home, I answer the door. That's it.
Touche.
So he is not an asshole.
Okay. That was an easy fix. Right. Do you walk around the house naked?
No. I just, in my boxers. Like, you know, in my apartment, it would just be just straight boxers.
Sometimes when I'm, like, super hot, I'm going to sleep naked, but... even if I'm home alone, I'm not a naked person. Like, right. I can walk around in underwear, but I could never just walk around butt naked. It just feels weird. Okay, y'all, we introducing a new segment. it's going to be the cancel list.
Right. So, pretty much every week when we do a podcast, because, you know, cancel culture, people say that it's not really a thing, though. They say that it's really not a thing, but, you know, Black Twitter, you know, social media, they're always canceling someone, you know, monthly, you know, whenever someone do some crazy ass shit that they no longer need to participate in societal shit or like pop culture or whatever. So they're always like, okay, they're canceled. So, we're going to introduce, the cancel list. And we're gonna determine, like, we'll take three that's, you know, going around.
That's trending.
And that's trending and whatever. And then we'll decide which people did, you know, should get canceled or not.
All right. So I think cancel culture is real depending on who the person is. Like, for instance, Chrisette Michelle, she definitely
I feel like she was the only one that was canceled, though.
She should not have been canceled.
Because, either. You know, Kanye West has done a lot of shit. You know, the MAGA hat, meeting up with Donald Trump, saying the crazy ass shit he be saying. And, you know, he's still here making money. His shoes still selling. His, you know, songs still doing good. So,
it works depending on the celebrity. I think,
So, it's all about the caliber of celebrity.
Yeah, and then I also think, like, certain stuff, like racism and stuff like that, or homophobia, when people go that route and they get canceled for that, I don't think they ever recover from that.
When they're talking about, like, race and stuff? Okay, I get that.
Yeah, but for the most part, if it's just something like, oh, this celebrity is rude, or this celebrity said this and that, and people cancel them, they don't really get canceled. Oh, Daniel Caesar was canceled.
Who's that?
You're the best part. That guy?
You're the best part of what?
The song. No. You don't know that song?
Don't play.
No. You don't know, baby, what you done.
So what he got canceled for?
He was defending some white girl because black people were saying, like, that she blackfish, or she talk shit about black people, or she say nigga or something. And he went to bat for her. And he was like, and if y'all want to cancel me, y'all can cancel me. I don't give a fuck. But black people need to stop doing this and doing that against white people. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
People stop banning his music.
Okay.
Even though he was an amazing artist. So this week on the cancel list, we got Tory Lanez for shooting Megan, possibly, allegedly. That's to be determined. Right. But common sense.
He's the only one with the gun.
Right. Kanye West for running to be president of the United States. And then today, July 19th, 2020, he was at a church in one of the Carolinas. And he said, Harriet Tubman, what he say she did?
She didn't free the slaves. She made them go work for the white man.
She didn't free the slaves. She made them go work for another white man. Okay. And then we have Terry Crews for saying just so much ridiculously stupid stuff.
I thought he'd been canceled.
We keep trying to cancel him. And, like, he's canceled. And then he just come out of the dirt somewhere saying some more ignorant shit. Basically, Terry Crews is like a coon. Like, anytime black people say something, he says the exact opposite. So, we say Black Lives Matter. He's like, all lives matter. Black people lives can't matter until all lives matter. Right. Like, he say shit like that. So, who we gonna get a super canceled to? I'm definitely canceling Tory Lanez.
But you gonna let a habitual a repeat offender continue to be on?
Terry Crews is a repeat offender.
He's a repeat offender, though.
He is, but he doesn't really matter in life.
I mean, he ain't really doing shit like that anyway.
He let another man grab his jock in front of his wife. Is he really a real man? Exactly.
What?
Is he really a real man?
Okay, so
we been knew he was a pussy ass nigga.
Okay, so you want to cancel Tory Lanez?
Yeah, any kind of violence against women, that's automatic. Cancel, period. Kanye West, I feel like...
He's too big to be canceled. How about
he's
that?
He's too big to be canceled. He's one of the greatest musicians ever.
So you gonna allow this man to say all the crazy ass shit that he's saying?
He's stupid. And then he got mental health issues. So I just feel like all he needs to do is get on his medicine and go to therapy. And he won't be doing
all that shit again.
Right. And read some books. He needs to start reading. Because now he has diarrhea of the mouth and he's a know-it-all, but he don't really know shit. So
because, you know, Kanye West is suffering from mental illness, we're going to give him a pass. Whatever.
Can we cancel two people?
Bitch, we could cancel the whole list.
Because what we got going on, this is an election year, and we really don't have time for Kanye West to be stealing votes from the Democratic Party. Because stealing votes from the Democrats means that you're technically giving votes to Trump. And, of course, we don't want him to win, so.
Okay.
All right, you ain't have any. You said you canceling the whole list.
Yeah, the whole list is canceled. They all gone.
All right, well, it's been nice chatting with y'all. All right. And welcome back to Off Label.
Until next time.
Toodles.